You may have been aware this past Sunday was Earth Day, but did you also know that the day before was the birthday of conservationist John Muir, or the day after was the birth and death of William Shakespeare? These may seem like unrelated occasions, but FM 89's Kerry Klein reports on a special event that brought all three together in Yosemite National Park.
Majestic, peaceful, calming. For many, these are the words conjured by Yosemite National Park. But in the park this past weekend, 8-year-old Anaya Ver and her mother Nicole saw a most rare vision.
Die.
Oh, the death. Oh, you like the fake death scenes? So dramatic.
They witnessed two deaths, a wedding, and a fairy falling in love with a donkey. It was William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream.
How now, my love?
Performed in the shadows of pine trees and towering granite walls.
The course of true love never did run smooth.
It was the brainchild of directors Katie Brokaw of UC Merced and Paul Prescott of the University of Warwick in England.
This whole story began with a walk in the park about 2 years ago. We were just stumbling around the valley where we are now, and we came across this beautiful little amphitheater.
And we had the same thought at the same time, which was, wouldn't it be great to stage Shakespeare right here in this cute little theater in the middle of the valley?
Choosing A Midsummer Night's Dream, they said, was a no-brainer.
It certainly is about the natural world. It's about people going into nature and being transformed and coming back different.
So in a way, what the play does is it mimics the experience that everyone has who goes out into a national park.
Good morning, friends!
Shakespeare aficionados would recognize the main characters, the mischievous sprite Puck, Fairy King Oberon and Queen Titania, and the hapless humans ensnared in a web of mismatched love.
Am I not Hermia? Are not you Lysander?
But they've never seen this adaptation, which takes place 400 years later. Fairies ride skateboards, complain about spotty cell phone coverage, and sing distinctly modern music.
I would hike 500 miles and
But environment in this adaptation is even more important than the time period. Instead of Athens, lovers get lost in Yosemite. Their costumes are made from trash collected in the park. And some of Shakespeare's language has been replaced by words used by Southern Sierra Miwok Indians.
Hawate! Ahamaditi! Run, little bear! Be free!
The cast was made up of students, professional actors, and a park ranger. Renowned Los Angeles-based actress Lisa Volpe has starred in 7 adaptations of this play, but never before as Puck. What's your favorite line of yours?
Lord, what fools these mortals be.
Have you been waiting your career to say that?
Yes, I have been waiting my entire life to say that.
Come and be my sunny day. You can chase my clouds away.
Devon Glover, who played 2 characters, had never been to Yosemite before. Known as the Sonnet Man, the Florida native rewrites Shakespeare's poetry into hip-hop, which he did with many of his lines.
This is just another way of introducing Shakespeare, saying, hey, Shakespeare's cool, Shakespeare's relevant. Shakespeare's going nowhere because he passed away over 400 years ago, still reading it. So, you know, just embrace it and, you know, have fun with it.
Dwayne Newbold, a UC Merced music major who played Lysander, said it was easy to feel overshadowed by the park itself.
There's a part in the play where we have to look around and be wowed by the wood, and I never realized how far we'd have to be lifting our heads up to look at the top of all these mountains and everything. So a little bit upstaged, but it's granted.
Organizers estimate they drew close to 1,000 spectators throughout the weekend's 5 free performances, and the audience seemed enchanted, especially when Puck heckled them. One family said they'd be back for a second show. 16-year-old Jade Jacobs loved the connections the script made to the animals and plants around her, like pine cones and Mariposa lilies.
I thought it was kind of a trip to just, like, have them reference things, and then you can look around and you're like, that's that. They just referenced that thing.
It was hard to separate theater from nature. Pine needles rained down on the audience. In at least one show, a bobcat padded by. Director Paul Prescott said that was kind of the point.
We hope we're telling a really fun and accessible, but also profound story about the human relationship with the environment.
Something maybe John Muir and William Shakespeare could have appreciated. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Kerry Klein.